Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Magpie Key by Sarah Painter, narrated by Kate Rawson. Chapter 1. Tucked by the Regent's Canal, not far from the bustling hub of King's Cross Station, the sounds of London traffic were mixed with bird calls and the rustling of leaves. The canal water was still and black as oil, and the sky had gone from orange to blazing red. Lydia couldn't tell if it was a spectacular sunset or her eyes playing tricks. She felt as if her chase across London, following Fleet to this place, had happened long ago. Her jangling nerves vied with an intense exhaustion, and her eyes were gritty. The sense impressions from the man she had just realised was Fleet's father were strong and constantly changing, and her head was hurting from the effort of trying to pass them while staying upright. It felt as if they had been facing this man next to this shadowy waterway for hours instead of minutes. The man, on the other hand, was still smiling his bright white smile, casting a blinding light across her mind. Fleet moved to stand between her and his father, angling his body as if to hide her from view.
"I'm here. I'm ready."
"Ready for what?" Dread cut through Lydia's jumbled thoughts, and the bright light dimmed. "Don't," she said, reaching out to hold Fleet's sleeve. She wasn't sure what Fleet was planning, only that she didn't want him to do it. Fleet's father reached a hand up under his hat and scratched his scalp. The curiously light eyes were assessing as he looked from Lydia to Fleet.
"This isn't the time, son," he said, and turned to leave.
"I'm ready,"
Fleet said again.
There was a note of pleading in his voice that cut through Lydia.
"I'll come with you."
Lydia tightened her grip on Fleet's sleeve. She knew that if he decided to move, it wouldn't stop him, but she wasn't going to let go voluntarily. The other man was already stepping back onto the barge.
"All in good time."
Fleet made a noise that wasn't a clear word. It was an animalistic noise of distress, and every feather on Lydia's body lifted. The man wasn't visible as the boat slid past them in the water, a sinister black shape against the dark canal.
"Come on."
Lydia was still gripping Fleet's sleeve, and she tugged gently. Lydia wasn't letting Fleet out of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?